Welcome to the 1024 Ranch.
Yes, the 1024 Ranch, starring Martha Mears, the Sons of the Pioneers, and the Tune Quarters. Brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
Really fine.
From our own little star.
Oh,
yes, Ben. I sang that especially for the man who wrote it, Senor Ponce of Mexico City. He's a wonderful old man today with distinguished gray hair and a little kindly smile. And I like him best of all because he sent me this special request to sing his song again.
Well, that's fine. That's swell. That's quite a distinction, Miss Martha.
Yes, Tim. You know, he's one of the greatest composers of Latin American music.
Say, now you're talking about me. I'm one of the greatest composers of what she said.
Oh, Father. You mean to say you composed Latin American music?
Sure, Miss Martha. I got a new novelty from a fiddle entitled Come On, Little Jumpin' Bean, Let's Jump.
And so, friends, we jump from the sublime to the ridiculous. But for Foghorn Farr and his fiddle, believe me, that's just a short hop.
Oh.
So cut loose, Foghorn, and jump. And we'd all be jumping. Well, number four, Gordon. And now, in a more serious vein, a reminder from Dr. Pepper Company. Friends, there's been much discussion during the last few years about overtime pay. Maybe you earn overtime pay, but do you know that your dollars, too, can work overtime and earn extra pay for doing so? That's exactly what happens when you invest your money in war bonds. Every dollar so invested earns interest. Eventually pays back $4 for every $3 you invest. And those dollars are working overtime by doing double duty, backing the attack, supporting the heroic sacrifices of our fighting men, and all the while keeping out of the competition for scarce goods, where they could only serve to increase the dangers of raising the cost of living. So why not step up your bond purchases? Any way you look at it, it's just plain good business.
Why
cigarette. Sing that cowboy song I never will forget. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm rolling my last cigarette. Come on, old pate, this time we're traveling alone. Gonna meet her where the good green pastures are grown. So while twilight and purple hills fade, from a campfire comes that cowboy serenade. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm rolling my last cigarette. Yippee-ki-yay.
Thank you, Ken. Favorite song of the West from our favorite tenor top hands.
Well, that's my favorite compliment, Miss Martha. Now, how about our favorite boss favoring us with another favorite?
Well.
Say, now, just a minute. Before this place gets too sweet, I'd like to sing Honey. How about it?
Why, of course, Foghorn. You go right ahead and sing.
Well, I'm getting tired of these tenors getting all the attention. Ken, you pick up some instrument and play with me. Do you know this tune, Honey?
How was that, Foghorn?
I say, do you know this tune, Honey?
Why, of course, darling. You go right ahead and I'll play the guitar.
Oh, I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny. Oh, honey, with you.
Bass, Foghorn.
Oh, well, now that's best.
And now to that favorite tune of my own, Do I Worry? How about it, boys? Do I?
Do I worry? 'Cause you're stepping out. Do I worry? 'Cause you've got me in doubt. Though your kisses aren't right. Do I give a bag of beans? Magazine. Am I flashing? 'Cause we've lost the spark. Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can't bet your life I do. Though your manner is so clear, do you think I really care? Are my feelings really hurt? you've got a sick friend who needs you. Oh, do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
You know, worry isn't confined to the field of romance. Lots of you probably are worrying about how you'll keep up the pace of your wartime work these days, when spring fever is beginning to creep up on you. But why worry? That, oh, what's the use feeling of spring fever may be simply a lack of energy, and you ought to know what can be done about that, right? A frosty cold Dr. Pepper, keen and nippy and luscious for a taste thrill. A liquid snack to help you stage a quick comeback. Have the spring in your step without the lead in your shoes. Drink a bite to eat at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, or anytime you're hungry, thirsty, and tired. Its goodness will grow on you, for the Dr. Pepper flavor is unique. Not borrowed, not copied from any single source, but an original blended creation that never tires the taste. A mighty popular drink, Dr. Pepper, and so, sometimes scarce. But don't be sidetracked. Don't take second best. Make a second try. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra steps.
Oh, take your time, Miss Lucy. Take your time, Miss Lucy, long. Oh, take your time, Miss Lucy. Take your time, but don't stay long.
That's all for now, friends, but we'll be seeing you.
1024 Ranch comes to you from Hollywood Transcribed. Musical highlights are especially recorded for our armed forces overseas. This is Tex O'Brien wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 1024 every day.
Oh, happy Sunday afternoon.
Yes, folks. Don't forget Sunday afternoon's the time to listen to Al Pearce and his gang on Dr. Pepper's big network variety show, Fun Valley. And don't forget, every payday is the time to buy one more war bond. One more war bond for victory. Bye.